Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're going to pick up where we left off yesterday in St. Paul's letter to the Colossians, the readings that were given at Mass each day. Today is the celebration of the Nativity of Our Lady, which is a wonderful and a glorious feast to celebrate. I'm going to stick with, though, today, the Colossians readings to help us understand, in some way, the very thing we're celebrating today, the Nativity of Our Lady and what the Lord has done. You know, she would say later, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior." And the very thing that Paul is addressing in his letters and that we're taking a look at this week, the supremacy of Jesus and the implication of what it means when we're baptized into the Supreme One, into the person of Jesus, and what our faith teaches us and its power, a way of knowing, both experiencing God, but the way of knowing the truth that he communicates to us about himself and who we are, which births hope in us. It gives us supreme confidence as we grow in greater and greater confidence in the truth that we've received about who Christ is and what he's done for us. And when we believe it and we hope in it, so believing it is knowing what we've been given even now. And then both of what's embodied in the creeds, the Nicene Creed, the Apostles' Creed, the reality of who Christ is and what he's given to us in baptism, this faith we lean into with our whole lives. Faith is not just a head knowledge. It includes head knowledge for sure, but it also is the experience of what's been revealed, like the real power, real transformation, the real change that he said he's produced in us in baptism and becoming a new creation. This is real. And then we accept that and we entrust our lives to that reality and we walk in the footsteps of Jesus, we said yesterday, who showed us what that life looks like. And we're confident we can walk in it because he's in us and he's given us a power to do that and to do it together as a people. And then as we do it, we receive this gift, this grace, this theological virtue of hope, which is great confidence and assurance that the destiny we're walking toward as pilgrims following in the footsteps of Jesus to fully inherit what belongs to Christ. We will become, as St. Peter said, partakers of the divine nature, which is just staggering. And the more we know that and believe it, the more we're personally transformed. And Paul says, this is a renewed mind. Someone who has internalized this good news, this gospel, and is living from the graces received in the sacraments and living in the body, the church, who is walking in this faith, this will cause us to live a different way of life. But, he said, what we're living in, we're still inhabiting a fallen world. And in the fallen world, there's a battle between the kingdom of light and the kingdom of darkness. And we're battling against forces, the world, the flesh, and the devil. These are real powers, real forces that are set against us. And they're constantly, the faith is constantly assaulted and under attack. And the battles often begin in the mind. So St. Paul was telling us, and we touched on it yesterday, Paul's warning the Colossians who've received this revelation of the supremacy of Christ and understand the mystery through the gospel, the preaching of the good news, and how did Paul summarize that mystery? Christ in you, the hope of glory. This is the essence of the mystery that's been revealed. God himself has come to make a home in you as in a temple, and this is the source of your hope as a human being. Nothing else will ever satisfy you. Nothing else will give you the freedom of the sons and daughters of God. That is our inheritance now because we are born into Christ. And he's given us power, as John the Apostle says, to become children of God. And children of God live in the light, they live in truth, they have renewed minds, and they live in freedom. But Paul warns the Colossians, so see to it that no one captivates you with an empty, seductive philosophy according to the traditions of men. And so some of what was happening is, in this case, probably some of the Jewish leaders were saying, you know, challenging them, saying, Christ is not who you say he is. You do need to be able to practice every one of the laws and the 619 prescriptions of the Talmud and other things that are present in the Jewish experience. and saying that more has to be added on to Christ, and they don't understand, and they're getting confused, and they're not seeing the fullness of what they've been given in Christ already, which exceeds what any of the rabbis could possibly say to them. Jesus fulfills everything and more in the law. He's the fulfillment of it. So we're living by his Spirit, which is really the new law given us in our hearts. We've been given new hearts now to be united to God, to become children of God, to walk in the footsteps of Christ in a capacity to live differently. And so Paul says, there's elemental powers in this world, and they're not the powers of Christ that are trying to lead you into confusion and to lose clarity about who you are. And yesterday I touched on a very important passage from 2 Corinthians chapter 10, where Paul takes up this very theme again. He says, for though we live in the world, we're not carrying on a worldly war, for the weapons of our warfare are not worldly, but have divine power to destroy strongholds. So the kinds of things that are being talked about, even in this passage in Colossians, are Paul saying, wait a minute, some of you are drifting back into, you're being seduced into believing falsehoods. And if you believe those falsehoods, they're going to take hold of you. And it's going to be like a stronghold that the enemy wants to build around you, where you're trapped, and you're trapped into believing lies and then conforming your life to those lies. And he says, no, you've been given weapons of warfare, God's word. God's word is a sword that's wielded against the lies, the sword of truth, like Jesus did, is wielded against the lies of the enemy. So I touched a little bit on the kind of strongholds that we might experience. You know, like maybe a stronghold today, one of the strongholds that's gripping the mind today in modern culture is both the lie that either God doesn't exist, or if he does exist, you can't know him. And to the degree that you can know him, he's distant and impersonal. He's just a force, and there's no relationship there. Those are lies that lead to ways of living that lead to walking in darkness. Paul, other places, today the great lies that are emerging is I'm the origin of my own meaning, my own destiny, my own identity. I'm the creator of my own truth. And so this is essential. If I don't have this, the modern culture says, I can't be free. And if I can't be free, I can't be happy. And so anybody who tries to tell me that I'm someone else gives me my identity, this is an imposition. And I'm being subject to someone else's opinion, someone else's authority, and I'm not ultimately free. So to be free, I have to throw this off. And it's a fundamental lie that when applied to other human beings, like saying Peter Herbeck is trying to tell you, because of my own will, power, and my own influence to tell you who you are. No human being can tell another human being, like, I'm not the origin of your identity either. But powerful people might want to impose their will on other people to tell them who they are. But now that's not only shifted from the fear of the concern of that is not only shifted from no human being can tell me this, but not even God can tell me this. And so instead of being creatures who welcome and receive our identity from God in all humility, this is the only way we're ultimately going to find happiness. Because in fact, he is the origin of our identity. We can't know ourselves apart from God, and this is a fact. But there's a great deception in our culture today that denies that. That's a stronghold of the mind. It's a believing a lie about where identity, truth, human freedom come from, and ultimately human happiness, fundamental lies. And then that leads us into different kinds of slavery. And what Paul's telling us, the weapons that we have of our warfare are the Word of God in Scripture, teaching of the church, sacramental life, and the power and capacity that's given in the sacraments for us to live differently. So it's so important for us to be able, friends, to live in the truth and to receive it and to believe it. For example, one of the things that the first commandment tells us, Jesus says to us that he's asked the question, what's the greatest commandment? You know, he asked the question and he confirms the young man saying, love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And Jesus said, yes, this is the first and the greatest thing. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and all your strength, and love your neighbor as you love yourself. What does it mean to love yourself? Many people today who are creating their self and is their expression, they would say, of a proper love of themselves. What Jesus is referring to is loving ourselves in God's love, for God's sake. We understand ourselves, the worth of who we are, by God's gaze, God's opinion of who we are. God tells us how valuable we are. And from the very reality of seeing the death, the incarnation, life, and death, the resurrection of Jesus, we see the ultimate dignity of what it means to be a human being. And we grasp by God's grace the profound love that God has for us. And the only reason human beings are valuable, friends, is because God, who made us, values us. We're of great worth to Him. And so to love ourselves, as the commandment says, is to love ourselves as God loves us, to value our worth as God teaches us to value our worth. And there's an objective worth in us because it's God's touch, it's God's life in us. We're the image of God Himself. That's the source. And knowing that and believing that and receiving His love at that level is the only thing that will sufficiently ground our identity, our confidence, our security, and the real capacity to value ourselves rightly. And that is therefore to love oneself in God. And so the gospel, the person, the life of Christ, the gift of the Holy Spirit, and the ongoing life of the church helps us see God's gaze toward us. And we see His gaze toward us, and as we see His love for us, as He communicates it to us, then we begin to prize ourselves in a way that's healthy. It's not me constantly asserting myself and defining myself. There's a real problem, friends, in the culture with this. People constantly keep saying, celebrate me, validate me, validate me. You know, we're going to use the laws now to force you to celebrate me. Well, friends, that's really, underneath all that is profound insecurity. No matter how much human beings assert their own self-will, underneath it will always be insecurity. We're not the origin. We didn't bring ourselves into existence. I didn't create myself. So it's silly to assert that I am somehow the origin and the definer of my whole life. It begins with the presumption that God doesn't exist and there is no design. And if there is no ultimate design and I make it up, it's just make believe. If I'm honest with myself, that's what I'll come to see. And this is why people who are living different kinds of lifestyles are often caught in deep despair. And this is the very kind of darkness that Paul's talking about, and strongholds and lies that enslave people. And Paul says the only thing that breaks it really is the Spirit of God working through the Word of God, wielding the truth of God's Word that becomes light, that sheds into our hearts and minds and renews us, gives us a fresh spiritual way of thinking so that we can live and walk in freedom and authentic identity. God bless you, friends.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Fear God and Give Him Glory. The scripture says the fear of God is a fountain of life. It's the beginning of wisdom. It's the source of delight and a much-needed grace for our time. For a free copy of Fear God and Give Him Glory, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.